I guess my only message is that we are all Filipinos. It doesn't matter where I came from. It doesn't matter what religious belief we have. We are all Filipinos, and therefore we should not misunderstand that the Kulintang is a Moro music or a Muslim music. Because sometimes people think that if you are practicing or if you embrace Islam religion, then you practice Kulintang music. They think that Kulintang is also Muslim music. The fact that your belief, your religion is Islam or you are Muslim, and then the music you are practicing is also Muslim. Lots of people think that way, you know. As I say, the music has nothing to do with people's religion. We do not bring the music inside the mosque and pray for religious activities. In short, music has nothing to do with religion. In the old days, and until now, there are certain parts played on the Kulintang that is associated with the belief of spirit, and that is not Islam tradition. So contrary to say many Filipinos in the past who say Kulintang is a Muslim music because it is performed by the Muslim Filipinos, Kulintang can be found in non-Muslim areas in Mindanao. The Tibuli, they have their own Kulintang. They play their own Kulintang too. They have gongs of kinds. And there's certain non-Muslim in part of Sulu area. I forget the exact term. They also have their Kulintang. They are not Muslim either. So the Muslim Filipinos who play Kulintang are the Tausu of Sulu, the Maranao of Lana, the Maguindanao of Cotabato, the Yakan of Basilan, and some part of Sumbang of the Sama, because in Hulu Archipelago, this is the captain. Can you go back and then
I can edit it later. So okay. You can just keep talking.
Just going on?
Yeah. What do you want to tell the Filipino American community in the United States?
Oh, I see. Okay. And I would like to say brief words to Filipino American in this country, in the United States, specifically people I was involved with, you know, students who have studied Kulintang music with me, organizations that have sponsored me before to help them understand and appreciate their own heritage, their culture, because I considered Kulintang music is a Filipino Kulintang music. So it doesn't matter if you are from Luzon or from Visayas or from Mindanao or somewhere else, as long as you're Filipino. And this is historically the music that also found not only in southern part of the Philippines, but they believe that it is also in certain part of Luzon and Visayas. But of course, when the Islam came, when the Spanish came, those traditions we have in the Philippines were replaced, wiped out, replaced with Spanish tradition. Even our names changed into Spanish names. So my only advice is appreciate and promote your own culture, and don't bastardize it. again, because the word bastardize is that some people I train, when they learn a little bit of this and that, and then they start creating their own performances, and then use certain part there, and then add something that is no longer part of the culture, and to me that is not appropriate to do that, because eventually you teach other Filipinos of your own invention based on the music that you learned a little bit, and then you twisted it, you created something, added to that certain pattern or certain song you learned. And then just like one example, the Bayanihan Dance Company tour around the world presenting the dances of the people in Mindanao, specifically the Singkil, for example, the Pangalan, and all other dances of the Maranao, the Maguindanao, the Taosug. The dance from the Maguindanao, they use it called Asik. To them, Asik, they interpreted it as slave dance. We do not have any slave dance. There's no such thing as a slave dance among Maguindanao people. So why do this? Dance troupe based in Manila use the word slave dance of the Maguindanao people. Where do they get that information? Where did they get it? What source? Who told them, if they have interviewed it? Because I've never heard of it. Ask anybody. But that particular dance is used to be danced during Sultanate time. When the Sultan has lots of visitors, then there is an entertainment, and that's one of the dances. And why do they call it the slave? Is it because in a court of a sultan, you are a king, and if you have visitors, you serve them food, you entertain them with music and dance, and so the dancer is not considered a slave. Dancers are people with a high rank in the community, in the area, not just a slave. We don't even practice slavery in the Philippines. We don't. And so, to me, that is twisted information. There's no basis. And so people might think, oh, is that so? People, Maguindanao people, they have a slave dance. Do they practice slavery? We don't. We don't have that. There's no such thing as slavery dance. So, what I'm saying is, it is better to have a full understanding of what you're going to do. If you want to present something, make sure you know what it is all about, what it means. Because if you present something that you don't really understand what it is all about, people will be asking you, and then what happened? If you say, well, I don't know, I just saw this or heard this from somebody, and this is what I learned. So what is important is to do research, interview somebody who is from the culture and knows the stuff. Don't make up something out of nothing.